Do I have to appear again, or?
No, you don't have to come back. Just call the office the morning of the 8th, January 8th.
Okay. I thank you, sir.
Case number 10,017, Darlene and Richard Phillips, Jr., south of Route 16, 400 feet east of Road 570, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Your full names and addresses, please.
Darlene Ann Phillips, 2632 Hickman Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing.
Good evening, folks. Explain to the board your name.
We want to build a garage, like a pole barn, and we need to have our setbacks from the rear and the side moved back to be able to access it.
Because of the septic tank.
The way our field drains are. We go by what we have, 20 from the rear and 15 from the side, the pole barn would be kind of in the middle of the backyard.
Right beside the septic tank in the field drains itself.
What's the purpose for the pole barn?
Storage for a boat, jet ski, golf cart, lawnmower.
Boys.
A toy barn.
It's the 30 by 40 you have on your diagram?
Yeah,
yes.
Or if we could do a 30 by 48, but we weren't sure about this, so it wouldn't be bigger than that.
It's a 48. 48 would put you closer to your side yard then.
Well, it would go.
Or would it come out the other way towards your house further?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The variance that you're requesting, it would be the same either way. Is that what you're saying?
It would kind of limit it because either way you put it, it would put it right in the middle of the septic system part of it. And we've talked to the neighbors.
They wrote letters, the ones that are on the side.
Sides
and
the rear that were where we wanted it at.
I brought them. Do you have the letters?
So they don't have any problems.
They have no problems with it at all.
You have 100, your lot's about 103 feet wide.
Right.
I see a question mark on the existing garage shed that found to be in compliance.
That's why the question mark was there.
Do you know how far that sits from the property line?
I think that's...
I have no idea.
5 foot. There was a building there, and we moved it to the other side. Like, there was a building, and then the people took the building with them. And then there was the building that we're going to get rid of. We moved over there, and we just put that one in its place.
You have a garage shed in the rear
it's just
corner.
A shed.
Okay. And that's what we're curious. It, according to your drawing, it appears to be on the property line.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's at least 5 feet?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely probably a little bit more.
Okay. If we're to approve this, then that more than likely will be checked.
Okay.
That's fine.
Are there further questions from members of the board?
No.
Any correspondence?
We have two letters of no objection from Lynette Seeley and Robert and Anita Jackson. Are there adjacent property owners?
Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the narrowness of the lot, it shows uniqueness. I don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And a minimum to afford relief, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,017. Second.
It's been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 10,017. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Case number